Jeff Stonebanks. Afternoon, Jeff.
Hello, Alison. How are you?
Hello. I'm well now. Congratulations, because you're a finalist in the fundraiser category.
I am indeed.
Tell us how much you've managed to raise at Driftwood Garden.
Okay, well, my own garden, which is a small garden, 100 foot by 40, over the last 4 years, with the help of a great many friends, I hasten to add, we've raised a sum of £32,000 that has gone across a number of charities. About £10,000 has gone to the National Garden Scheme. About £13,000 has gone to Macmillan, whom I am also a registered fundraiser for in Sussex, and the rest for other small charities as well.
That's amazing, isn't it? What an achievement for a garden which is run primarily by just you.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I am the sole gardener, yes. But, I mean, I was listening to you earlier on, talking to Martin Funnell, one of the other award winners at the Fireman. And, I mean, what I've achieved pales into insignificance in relation to that. But, I mean, in its own right, it's still quite an achievement. That's not bad.
Absolutely. Of course it is. I mean, how many other people can say they've raised over £30,000 for charity? You're far too modest, Jeff. Describe your garden to me.
Okay, well, it's about 100 foot long, and I live by the sea between Brighton and Eastbourne, so it faces the sea, so it takes the full brunt of the coastal winds and the salt and what have you. So I had to sort of develop it in terms of what the weather allowed me to do. My instinct was I wanted a nice cottage garden, but I soon did that and found that the weather didn't approve of that, so I started to have to change it and take account of what the weather was throwing at it. So my front garden now is a complete coastal garden with boats, lobster pots, planting in between, and the back garden is a combination. The areas close to the back of the house are very cottagey, and towards the top of the garden, again, it's quite coastal. But it's a complete mix, and it sort of takes people by surprise.
So how often do you open if people fancy coming to visit?
Okay, well, there you are. We've had 8,000 visitors in 4 years. It's opened 66 times. And next year it'll be open from June to September. At the moment, 14 scheduled openings, but it also opens by appointment as well for different charities at different times. So people have got plenty of chance, and if they're interested, they can always check it out at www.driftwoodbysea.co.uk.
And I understand you serve proper tea in vintage China.
No, where did you hear that little rumour?
Yes. Is it true? I need to know.
It is true, yes. To me, if you go to an open garden, the highlight is having tea and cakes.
And you're a man after my own heart, Jeff.
And it's not much fun having it off a paper plate or a paper cup. Or indeed a mug, although a mug's preferable to the previous two ideas. But yeah, all the china in the garden is vintage china that we've bought on eBay and other places. It takes a lot to store it through the winter, I have to say. But yes, it all comes out in the summer, and it's all served on trays with teapot and cups and saucers in the garden.
Oh, it sounds delightful, Jeff.
You'll have to come and visit.
Sounds fantastic. I will do. I mean, it must be great, but is it not a little daunting having complete strangers traipse through your garden?
Well, it is, and it is the first time. I mean, the first time I opened it, I never thought my garden was good enough, and I really was sort of bullied and pushed by friends and family. And I thought, oh, no, go on, give it a go. And it was amazing, the response I got that first day I opened, with people who sought me out and said, this is absolutely amazing. I mean, and subsequently, I have been very lucky that it was the outright winner in a nationwide gardening magazine last year, and the runner-up in a national newspapers magazine. So it is a nice garden. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but, I mean, you get everybody likes something different. But on balance, I got some very nice comments, and, yeah, come and have a look.
Tell me you don't have people coming along and grumbling, do you?
I have had a few. No, grumbling's the wrong word. But I have had people come along and look at it and say, well, okay, I can appreciate it, but it's not my cup of tea.
I'd give them short shrift. I hope you didn't give them the vintage china, Jeff.
The only time I've had a problem to actually be maybe a little rude to somebody is when they didn't like my choice of cakes on sale, but there we are.
Oh, how very dare they! The big question, though, Jeff, when they come to visit your garden, do you let them in to use the lavatory?
I do. We only have one loo in the whole house, which is our own loo, but yes, if people ask, you make a judgment, and I've not yet turned anybody away.
Well, you'd rather that than them use the flower beds.
That is true, but having said that, one day last year, I had some friends helping me in the garden. They went to the top of the garden, behind the studio at the top of the garden, where I got my plant sales, and saw somebody coming from the back of the shed, and came back and said to me, I think somebody's been doing something rather naughty behind your studio, but there we are.
No,
Jeff.
If
I'd have caught them, they would have been out.
Just one of the drawbacks, I suppose, of opening your garden.
Well, yeah, you take the rough
look, Absolutely, but then look at the positives. You've raised all that money for charity.
And certainly all the charities.
Jeff, I look forward. I look forward to meeting you a little later on this evening. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, I'll be there with some of my trusty helpers. Thanks, Alison.
Fabulous. We'll see you soon. You take care. Lots of love.
Bye.
Marvin Gaye now, taking us up to the weather and travel.